Like other sports, the pandemic has upended the competitive running world. With all the major races canceled this year, there's a new socially distant trend where you race alone, against the clock. The time is your competitor. North Country Public Radio's Emily Russell explains.
At the end of a long dirt road in New York's Adirondack Mountains, endurance athlete Alyssa Gadeski switches on her headlamp. When the clock strikes 4 a.m., Gadeski says a quick goodbye.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Good luck.
Gadeski turns towards the trail and runs off, disappearing into the dark. Ahead of her are miles of scrambling up rocks and bushwhacking through thick forests. Gadeski is attempting a speed record for hiking all 46 of the highest peaks in the Adirondacks. If she succeeds, she'll set what's known as an FKT for fastest known time. An independent team of volunteers collects GPS coordinates to confirm new records. There are thousands of routes worldwide with FKTs, most in the mountains.
We've known the interest in FKTs is growing, but it's growing, I think, even faster than I imagined.
Megan Hicks is editor at I Run Far, a trail running website. From March through September of last year, runners set about 700 fastest known times. This year, during the pandemic, that number's up to nearly 3,000. With most races canceled, Hicks was among the many runners to take on the challenge.
You yourself have set a new record in Colorado, 45,000 feet of climbing over 95 miles. What was that like?
It was awesome.
Hicks now holds the record on Nolan's 14. It's a series of mountains in central Colorado.
The skyline is gorgeous. The mountains are gorgeous. It's just a really special place on Earth.
Professional ultra runner Corey Waltering also went after an FKT in a place that's special to him, the Midwest, where he grew up and still lives. Waltering set out to tackle Wisconsin's Ice Age Trail.
I knew that it was basically a 1,200-mile trail, and I thought it would be great to see the full trail someday. Just with COVID, someday became June.
At first, Waltering's run was a way to challenge himself and raise money for a hunger relief organization. 1 week before he was set to start, George Floyd, a Black man, was killed in police custody in Minneapolis. Waltering says his run took on new meaning after that.
I'm a person of color. I'm an openly gay Black man. And it actually gives people a positive story of someone of color doing something awesome. And like June is also Pride Month. So I thought that is kind of the perfect mix to go after it.
21 days, 18 hours, and 7 minutes later, Waltering set a new fastest known time on the Ice Age Trail. Back in the Adirondacks, Alyssa Gadeski set her FKT in 3 days, 16 hours, and 16 minutes. In a video shot by a friend, Gadeski turns off her headlamp, and you can see her lean in to her parents for a hug.
Hey, Alyssa.
Hi.
Hey, sweetie. Congratulations. Good job.
Gadeski looks exhausted, but happy. She says in a normal race year, when there's not a pandemic, she travels a lot by herself. Crossing the finish line without anyone to share the moment with can feel lonely, Gadeski says.
This was, you know, the opposite of lonely. I felt just completely surrounded by so much love and excitement and, you know, energy. It was really cool.
Setting new records is a way for athletes like Gadeski to keep their edge until races are back on. It's also a way to find joy out on the trail. For NPR News, I'm Emily Russell in New York's Adirondack Mountains.